Good afternoon, welcome to our meeting. It's 1:30 PM on June 18th, 2024. It's time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Sid Logan, President of the Commission. Joining me today are Commissioner Tony Olson, Vice President, Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, Secretary, John Harlow, CEO, Colin Willenbrock, General Counsel, Melissa Collins, Commission Executive Services Director, Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board, Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, Morgan Stolzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices at this time. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to made to the published agenda, Commissioners?
Just a moment. Add item 08A, items for individual consideration at places. Consideration of a resolution approving and authorizing the CEO General Manager on behalf of Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County to execute an employee retention agreement with the employees of the District Power Scheduling Department and International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Number 77.
Thank you. Comment from the public is item 2 on today's agenda, and that's when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from center parts located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial star 9 if by phone. We'll call on you to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name and indicate where you are from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners and not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the Deputy Clerk, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. So we'll start out with the public salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next is item 2, comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on today's agenda? Don't have any sign of cards. I'm not seeing any hands raised up in the room, and I'm not seeing any hands raised up online. So we'll move on to item 3, our consent agenda. 3A, approval of amendments to the regular meeting of June 4th, 2024. 3B, bid awards, professional service contracts and amendments. And 3C, consideration of certification slash ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
Move approval.
Any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda? Not seeing any hands up in person or online. Do you have any questions or comments, Commissioners?
I have only one, to make sure I understand. On the change order to support services and evaluating the NISDATA and ADNS blast forms, I just want to make sure that my understanding is this is a normal progression that was anticipated in terms of engaging this consultant. Because we are now, I would assume that given the increase with the change order, that we're now moving on to the bulk of the work that they'll be doing. Does that make sense?
Yes. Good afternoon, Commissioners. Kevin Labring, Program Director for SnowSmart. And yes, it's similar to what we did with Z2 Solutions on ConnectUp,
okay,
where we had an owner's engineer. And so this is the natural progression of adding them to the rest of the duration of the program.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Any other questions, Commissioners, or follow-up? I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried unanimously. Next is item 4, public hearing in action. 4A, disposal of surplus property, third quarter 2024. I'll call for a motion.
based on staff's recommendation that the items are no longer necessary or useful to the district, I move that those items listed on Exhibits A and B on the surplus property recommendation report be declared surplus and be sold for high bid or disposed of according to policy in the third quarter of 2024.
I'll now convene a public hearing. Claudio Lazar available to answer any questions. I will call for a motion. No, we have a motion.
I have no motion.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the surplus property? Not seeing any hand raised and no one in the room. Do you have any questions or comments?
No, I don't.
I have none.
I have none either. I'll close the public hearing and I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next is our general manager report. Do you report for us today, John?
I do. I've got some great things to share with you this afternoon. First off, from our HR group, in anticipation of our meter reader job transition resulting from ConnectUp, employees have participated in over 80 job shadowings throughout the organization. Our recruiting continuous improvement team from HR launched the first phase, which makes the application process more mobile friendly for those who are applying using their tablets or cell phones. So that's a great step using technology. We have a proposed wellness initiative that was introduced, which includes several components and different anticipated launch dates with a holistic approach to employees' health and well-being. We're titling it the five transmission towers of wellness. One, mental, emotional, psychological, physical, financial, and social safety.
Are those in the order of importance?
Probably.
Yeah.
They could be. We will start with Wellness Wednesdays, which is a six-week pilot for mobility exercises in person for meter reading and virtually all other employees. We'll have an exercise in a bag and blood pressure checks, a 5K training plan, to sign up for that one, monthly health and wellness challenges, and we will continue to work on wellness initiatives for our employees, including robust weight loss programs through Primera and Kaiser, and including subsidies from our four YMCA memberships. From our generation and power rates and transmission group, the Western Electricity Coordinating Council, last month, Snowpud received a call from WEC's Manager of Enforcement Operations to discuss some good news. Typically, you don't get a phone call from the Enforcement Operations with good news. WEC noted that Snohomish had such a strong compliance program, they have identified the district as a good candidate for self-logging. WEC highlighted that they had already assessed and approved the district for membership in both the Critical Infrastructure Protection, which is SIP, and the Operations and Planning, O&P programs. This program is limited to the members that WEC believes are meeting the compliance obligations as well as self-auditing and have solid internal controls. It should be noted that currently less than 20 out of 400 registered entities have been granted self-logging privileges. And again, just a huge testament to John Martinson and the team, everybody involved, and it is a big group.
And John, you know, people hear this as words, but this is...
Oh, it's huge. That, it really is a big deal.
Giving us that status and doing this is
good.
Yep. And directly reflects the work that those folks have done over the years.
Yeah. Well deserved and well earned. Yeah. Agreed. And I will send you, but they listed more specifics around reasons for granting us that classification. Also, the Western Transmission Expansion Coalition effort, referred to as WESTTEC, over the past year, Snohomish PUD worked with BPA, Northwest Transmission Service Providers, and the Western Power Pool to develop and produce an actionable transmission study that is useful to planners, developers, and regulators. This effort includes three standing committees, a steering committee, the WESTTEC Assessment and Technical Task Force, and the Regional Engagement Committee. The effort has expanded to the entire Western interconnection and includes West Connect, CAISO, WEC, states, tribes, and other interested parties. With the current carbon and electrification policies impacting future loads and the changing resource demands, there was a need for a different approach to transmission planning. There was a concern that FERC Order 1000 and 890 transmission planning processes, coupled with the lengthy siting and permitting lead times, will make it challenging to meet the needs of the next generation grid requirements. The steering committee elected our own John Martinson from Snohomish to co-chair the West Tech Steering Committee, along with Kelsey Martins from Public Service New Mexico. And John Martinson is also serving on the West Tech Assessment and Technical Task Force. Again, it's just another example of we punch way above our weight in these types of things because of the caliber of people that we have.
So we can proceed. FERC's, whatever they rolled out, which doesn't in any way impede our ability to proceed on this track.
No, it doesn't. In fact, this is probably makes this even more necessary.
Yeah.
And then lastly, despite lower than average snowpack and precipitation, generation and power scheduling have collaborated and managed Spada Lake to within a few feet of full pool, targeting being completely full on or by July 1st. Additionally, a contractor will break ground on the Sultan River side channel, Channel 1 extension, which is a grant-funded project and will add almost 2,000 feet of new side channel habitat to the lower Sultan River. The Natural Resources Group secured an additional grant funding of $193,000 to cover the whole cost of the project with grant funding. Now, I'd just say back on that, the Spada Lake being at full pool, that's a good feeling going into the next month and the summer months. Yeah. That's it. Happy to answer any questions.
John, what do you know about the log truck that tipped over and lost logs and took out a tower pole? Is that?
Oh, was that the outage?
Yeah,
I don't know much about it. Although there was I believe there was an article in the paper.
Yeah.
The Everett Herald.
Right. On there. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know much beyond that.
But it was our system to get our hardware.
Yeah.
Well,
it had about 600 customers.
Is the logging company liable to?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, great question. Yes, they are. And we have our claims department that will go pursue getting reimbursement for those.
That could have been a really horrible thing. Oh. But anyway, I guess nobody was hurt. So.
Yeah, thankfully. Yep. Yeah, great question.
Any other questions for John?
I have none.
So John, did I hear you correctly that it's the transmission tower as well as?
Yes. Yes, transmission tower.
Okay, there are no comments on that. And then you're
so
going to take a class
climbing,
on that.
You're climbing transmission towers to get well?
I just think if you're an office worker and now you're part of the transmission towers of wellness, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it hits.
Okay.
And that you're planning on taking a 5K planning class, not running a 5K.
No, just take the class.
It's interesting that you, that's from this morning.
Yeah.
Rough comment. So it is, I've actually been watching Spada Lake. I don't know, when it started raining, it never stopped. I thought I'd be curious. So I've noticed that it's been really full lately. So that is great news.
Yeah, it really is.
So. Any other questions or follow-up for John?
I have no more.
Okay. So next is item 6, commission business. First 6A are commission reports. Are there any reports, commissioners?
I'd like to report on a wonderful conference at APPA. And we had several of our employees who were presenting there. And it was just so meaningful. And one of the best sessions, or one of the most interesting, was one called Light Up Navajo. It's about a program on the Navajo, in Navajo country. And different PUDs are providing mutual aid. They call it mutual aid without a storm. And they're bringing in 4 people at a time to work to put up poles and string lines. And I think it's about 30% of the I don't know if I should call it a reservation or just Navajo country, but I think it's about 30% of the reservation have no electricity, never have had. So that means no refrigeration, no everything else. Yeah, it was a very high percentage. So anyway, it was really interesting.
And ironically, if I remember correctly, many of those without power worked for many years in a low power plant.
Yeah, they worked for Public Service in New Mexico at the power plant up in the Four Corners, and many of the employees lived on the reservation, and they had all there.
Well, they are extremely grateful for all the PUDs that are, I think it's four people at a time go and help. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's
it's on the way.
Been going on, yeah, for about 4 or 5 years, and we've actually had some conversations at the ELT about bringing the proposal to you all for us to participate. But it's both public and IOUs,
right.
And they organize, you know, certain times of the year when they'll go in and it's not just crews, they'll bring in engineers, others to help them
right.
with the planning, the logistics, the design, and you're building out that infrastructure.
So is it just a non-foundation?
Yep. Yeah. It's a really cool program, and it's interesting to hear the alignment and the other folks that have been involved on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
The stories and the impact that it's had on them. You know, from the families, the Navajo families coming up and thanking them for providing electricity.
Yeah, some of the people who have contributed labor have just been overcome
mm-hmm.
with the gratitude and saying it was maybe the most meaningful thing they had ever done in their whole career.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Commissioner Olson, do you have any reports?
No.
I just want to echo that it was a great conference. Both our presenters did a really speaking. Rob Myler did a great job, as I said this morning. Really engaged the audience and had some great information and lots of questions. You know, I think one of the most interesting things, we had a presenter talk about AI. She actually used AI, she did the whole to generate her introduction. So she took her about 17 minutes to use the AI to help write the script, and then you take some video, it runs you through a few things, and it makes essentially an artificial you. So we watched a video that introduced her that was AI generated. The interesting takeaway was talk about if utility do AI projects, and probably we'll all do AI projects, that you really have to thoroughly test. And they suggested you find essentially those most interested in doing it, wherever they are in the organization, to be the one to test it. Because you've got to throw a lot of things at the model to make sure it's. We've talked about some epic failures, like a wellness app that focused on dieting that gave harmful information to people with eating disorders. An airline that gave away a refund. For an airline that doesn't have a refund, so it's just very interesting.
Did they give examples for our industry specific, or are these just in general?
These were in general. So I guess one for our industry, really, or any customer service industry, is to make the automated customer service thing more intelligent. So when I use those automated systems, I get so frustrated because they don't seem to be able to handle very well the more challenging questions, right? The questions you can't answer from looking at the website or logging into your account, right? They're sort of set to what your balance is, those kind of things. So there's real possibilities to have deeper usefulness to customers for something like that. Anyways, what I learned is not to be completely terrified of it. That there's some really good applications. Not that I've been completely terrified, but
there are a lot of opportunities there that might present challenges.
Yeah.
Am I okay with that?
Yeah.
There is one other one that I would like to mention. I went to a presentation on DERS, distributed education resources, And up on the same level of my room, coming down the hall was Miller, Kurt Miller. And I was telling him about it, and my mind just blanked. I couldn't think of Durs. And I was describing, he said, oh, Durs, yeah. So, you know, now I'll never forget Durs.
Is it education?
Oh, yeah, education? I'm sorry. Well, the components were EV.
Yeah.
EVs.
Yeah, distributed energy.
Did I say education?
Education.
Oh, my.
And I thought maybe they had a...
There is a distributed education program in the school, so forgive me.
No worries.
I took a little nap during lunch, and I don't think distributed energy resources. Thank you very much. But the Durs part, I've got...
Yeah.
Okay, so EVs, battery storage, and then some of the kinds of things that we're working on here, some of the programs to save energy, without the wires.
We are betting pretty heavy on some of the future, the future applications for distributed energy resources.
It was all so well done.
And not to, you know, we didn't really have a policy about what happens in San Diego, stays in San Diego, but I will say that Commissioner Wolf negotiated her way to attend dinner on an aircraft carrier paid for by the
TEA. Okay. So I've always had admiration for the Energy Authority, and I thought maybe we'd been clamped. So I went to their table in the exhibit hall. And I said, could you check and see if my PUD is eligible to go on the aircraft carrier? No, you're not. I said, oh, shucks. I'm really disappointed. I wish that's one thing I was really hoping to do is to then these two women got their heads together and somebody said, you know, we did have a cancellation. We think we can put you in. So I got to go do a tour.
That's great.
I got to tour an aircraft carrier. And it pays to be short. But we went downstairs, I mean, in the bottom. Did you do it?
No.
You can all be jealous. It was the Midway. And it's now a museum. It's, and it's in San Diego, where it did rain every day, I think. But no, it was quite windy.
That's one for the record.
Mm-hmm. You just, ask and you shall receive, or beg and you shall I don't regret it.
No, I've learned that's a pretty cool tour.
We had live music and we danced. And
it was fun. A fun time.
It was fun.
Man, I'm hanging out with you next time.
I recommend it when you're in San Diego again.
All right. I did tell them. Because it's such a good story.
It's fine. It's fine.
Really shows what a shrewd negotiator you are. 6B, Commissioner Events Calendar. Are there changes to the Commissioner Events Calendar?
No.
We do have a PPC fuel thing.
Okay, maybe that's what I missed.
Coming up.
Well, that's on June.
It's on the 24th.
Yeah.
I have a phone.
Okay. Next, we'll move to 6C, consideration of a motion approving board governance policy. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
We have Colin here to available to answer any questions. So, Commissioner Olson, Commissioner Wolf and I made some edits after the last meeting, and we brought it forward to this meeting.
And I listened to the tapes of that meeting, and I concur.
Is there any other discussion about the?
There was one word that, as I was rereading it in preparation for this meeting, I came upon the word agnostic. It says we are agnostic about our resources, and I thought, Agnosi means not knowing. It means, it doesn't mean that you're not biased or that you don't have a preference. It means you don't know, as I understand it. Is that your understanding of the word agnostic?
Yeah, we did have that discussion, Colin Willenbrock, General Counsel, about the context as it's situated in our resource adequacy. It's really intended to mean indifferent. We place a high premium on safety and reliability when we view resource choices within the context of this particular policy principles. Mm-hmm. We talked about changing the word, and I think the concurrence of both yourself and Commissioner Logan was that was probably appropriate. Whereas in the climate change policy, we do put a premium on carbon-free resources.
Right.
And recognizing our role mm-hmm. in how we can help address that situation.
There is another word, and I mean, I'm happy we can go with it, no problem. But there is another word in the world, in English, that means that I have no preference at all. What's that word? Anyway, whatever it is. So we understand agnostic to mean
Indifferent. If you would like to change the word, certainly could modify your motion to make that change and approve of the change. If the commission desired to go that route.
I think I'm okay with it. I just wanted to make a little trouble about it.
No, that's okay. Good discussion. We did have that discussion last meeting as well. You're indifferent.
I don't remember.
I thought you were agnostic.
I always think of it in terms of... I support whatever you talked about last time it ended up.
I'm not hearing a motion making an amendment.
No.
So, I'm going to go ahead and call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried unanimously. Next is item 7, our governance planning calendar. Are there any changes to be made to the governance planning calendar?
So one topic that I wanted to follow up on at our last commission meeting, I believe it was our last commission meeting, it was teed up regarding the CRSO update.
Mm-hmm.
And we had teed that up about six-ish months ago, shortly after the settlement agreement, the CRSO settlement agreement. And that was really for a placeholder for us to start to learn more about settlement agreement, some of the concerns, issues. Since then, there have been a number of PPC meetings that I know you've all attended. There's also a fuel meeting coming up, I think next week or this next month, that's gonna talk specifically about the settlement agreement and kind of the process and status of that. So. I'm assuming that you are up to speed on all of the settlement agreement stuff and that there we could pull this from the governance planning calendar.
It's been, they have provided us with lots of reading material.
Yeah, we wouldn't really have any more to add than what's been discussed with PPC.
I'm on board with that. It's sort of like transmission. We talk about it a lot.
Yes.
We don't build it.
Yeah, we just talk about it.
So I have one change that I'd like to make. So July 2nd, we have nothing scheduled for our morning session, and that's 2 days before the 4th of July holiday. So I'm proposing that we don't have a morning session, that we just start. Yeah.
Okay.
Any concerns?
I'd like to declare, are we okay on that?
I have an
issue.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. So we'll move on to item 8. We don't do it, but we need to vote on that. Allison? Thanks. Next, item 8, item for individual consideration. Consideration of resolution approving and authorizing the CEO General Manager on behalf of Public Utility District Number 1 in Snohomish County to execute an employee retention agreement with the employees of District Power Scheduling Department and International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Local 177, call for a motion.
I move approval.
We have Amanda Bowman here, available to answer any questions about the resolution. Are there any questions or comments from the public? I'm not seeing any hands in the room. I'm not seeing any hands online. So, do you have any questions or comments?
I have a comment.
Okay.
And it's from my perspective as a commissioner. In consideration of this, I'm assuming that it's based on a really unique situation where this model and involving really highly specialized positions that are few and far between. And it's also my assumption that this does not set a precedent, that this model should be used again, maybe some modification of it, but I don't want to set a precedent that this will be carried over, because this is just, from my perspective, a very unique situation.
It is.
And I didn't see it in the resolution, and I don't need it in the resolution, but I just want to state it for the record.
Those are correct assumptions. Unique circumstance, and this is developed to address those unique circumstances.
Yeah, it's not in the norm.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but I, you know, I don't want it to set a framework that we carry it forward without some really strong consideration.
Yep, agreed.
Thank you.
Well stated.
Follow-up questions or comments?
No, it's just really important that we do this.
With that, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Is there any further business to come before the board this afternoon?
Hearing none.
Hearing none, it is 2:02 p.m. and our meeting is adjourned.